Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Pistons have elevated their franchise. They're in the playoffs. I think they got a hell of a shot against the Knicks. But even though they're improved, even though they're winning, I still don't think they're getting much love. You look around the award previews, they're not expected to get much, if any, hardware. No coach of the year for J.B. Bickerstaff. No sixth man of the year for Malik Beasley. Cade's going to get some love, but second or even third team All-NBA for a guy you can make a case should maybe be first team, but definitely second team. I'm sensing a theme here. The Pistons don't get any love. They're one of the winningest organizations in NBA history. Only 5 teams have won more championships.
It's been a long time.
They're resurrected, though. This is different. This is improvement. And 10 out of 10 ESPN experts all picked the Knicks. So I just wonder, when you guys see this stuff, do you embrace it and say, yeah, good, Detroit versus everybody, will be the underdog, just watch? Or does part of you resent this? That even though the team has won 3 championships, even though the team does have a hell of a coach and a superstar and they're winning, nobody seems to care or see it. And why does it happen? So let's knock out some phone calls. 248-539-9797. Kyle and Canton, good morning.
Morning, boys.
What's up?
Yeah, I want to hit this. This all goes to my son, basketball savant in stats. So there's never been, and I'm repeating this, but there hasn't been a team in the playoffs with more than 2 of their players in the top 10 of minutes played within that season. Right now, in the top 5 of minutes played this season, you got Josh Hart at 1, Mikal Bridges at 3, and Anobi at 5. And then you go down, and then you got Brunson at 15, and then Cat at 20. Their starting 5 play more minutes than any starting 5 ever in NBA history.
Wow.
I've been to 5 games this year. The only win that we've seen was when we blew out the Lakers at the beginning of the season. I do have tickets to 3, 4, and 6. My son thinks we're going to finish this at home in 4. I bought tickets to 6 because I think it might take one more. He does not feel that they are going to be able to compete with our bench. We got 20-year-olds on our bench. These guys are not 20, and they're playing the most minutes out of everybody.
So it's so interesting to see, because that's Tom Thibodeau to a T. I mean, he's someone who trusts his starters, plays his starters, runs them into the ground at times. Does it come back to bite you in the postseason? Teams always shorten the bench in the playoffs. These guys have carried a big load all season.
Yeah, and there's plenty of rest in between games.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I mean, save an injury, I don't know that that necessarily plays into it in the postseason.
It may hurt their ability to make a deep run.
Yeah, but both teams have had, a week off between the last game that they played and when they're actually going to play a playoff game?
But I think there's something to be said for, major minutes on your starters hurting your ability to go on a deep playoff run. It's, to your point, it shouldn't impact who wins this first-round series, though. Let's get to Matt Nassell. Matt, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. So, the last caller, he's brave, won it in 4. It means they're going to win every game. I got Pistons in 7 because I do, I think the Pistons will win, but the Knicks will put up a big fight. And you're right, Detroit, they don't get the love. And it's sad to see. But
why do you think it is, though?
Why
do you think that is?
Because they underrate our teams. Like, this was, 2 years ago, everyone underrated the Lions, and look what they did. They made it to the playoffs twice in a row. They're going to go this year. The Pistons, they underrated them this season. Look where they're at now in the playoffs.
Right. But I don't.
Like 2 years ago, they lost like, what, 17, 18 games in a row or something like that?
Oh, it was more than that. They lost like 28 in a row.
Yeah, but a lot of people's defense at the beginning of the season, no one was picking the Pistons to be in the playoffs.
Right, but now that they're here, it should be noticeable. It should be treated as such. And instead, I feel like we get treated like we're the Charlotte Hornets or we're the New Orleans Pelicans. And we're not.
Then go out and prove it. Win.
And I'm a big Pistons fan because I love NBA, but I'm an OG Spurs fan. Like when Bowen and Horry, Ginobili, Duncan, Parker, all of them were on a team. I watched them from like 97 until like 07. But I love the Pistons. I'm going to game three. I think they'll win it in seven games.
Appreciate the phone call, Matt.
So there's a belief out there the Pistons benefited from a bad East.
So did the Knicks then.
Right. Everybody did, of course. But what I'm saying is the Pistons were the lowest of the beneficiaries in terms of where they sit in the standings. Orlando was injured. There's all these little things out there. The Heat traded Jimmy Butler. So that's part of they're not taking them as serious because of that.
Do you know what the Knicks record is against the top two teams?
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah.
0-8. Against the Celtics and the Cavs. If anybody's inflated, it's the team that plays in the New York media market.
Right, but that's where the media is being unfair to some degree. They're not pointing out that the Knicks were beneficiary just like the Pistons.
Yeah, the hypocrisy of it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just, that is disrespectful to a degree. I would ask you this, though. Like, if you buy into the Pistons being disrespected or the NBA is against them or they're not going to let them play the way they want to play, how in the world are they going to win a game 7 in Madison Square Garden? it's like that's where I don't get. Like if it gets to that situation, that's where you're going to see it. If this is true.
So you got to do it in 6 if you're going to do it.
Well, either that or you're going to go do it and they're going to show that they're not being biased in terms of calls and all that stuff.
Well, you couldn't deny it at that point. If the Pistons went into Madison Square Garden in a game 7 and Cade Cunningham had a Trae Young moment from a couple years ago when he took the Hawks to the Eastern Conference Finals, Cade has a moment in the playoffs in an elimination game at the Garden. I mean, that's what the stage is all about here. That's part of why you want to play the Knicks is because they can't deny it if you do it to them.
Yeah, and you do have to be somebody that can do it on the biggest stage. And that's where, until he does... Yeah, he might get, third team all NBA where he should be second. And you just got to go out there and prove it in the biggest moments.
So that's why like people who are on the fringe or don't want to watch this or they say they don't care. Take all that stuff out and just realize we have a budding superstar. We have no clue how big the leaf is going to bud to, all right? But
Bloom, yeah.
Yeah, Bloom. Like is he going to be a like generational superstar? I don't know about that, but this is his. He's on the stage, and he's in the Garden. I don't know how you can stay away from watching that.
Yeah, Saturday night, game one, and he's had some big games. I think he had a triple-double at the Garden earlier this year, a 36-point game at Madison Square Garden in New York. Like, there is a chance for him, as much as the team, to gain a bunch of respect in this opening round
series. Like, he could become a major storyline in the first round of the NBA playoffs nationally, and we're not caring here locally. It's very...
Well, so this is a fair point. We fight this locally as much as I'm going to call out the national pundits for not giving us respect. We do fight that battle locally here with interest level in the Pistons. But I think I'm trying to take the fan goggles off. Malik Beasley should be the sixth man of the year.
Yeah, when you have numbers like that.
And JB Bickerstaff should be the head coach of the year. Taking the Pistons fandom out of it, I'm really trying to. It's historic, a 30-win turnaround. It's historic. This guy... finished second in the NBA and made threes behind Ant Edwards, who was coming off the bench just to make sure he got it in the final game of the season. Malik Beasley helped transform this with the three-point shooting this team needed, and JB Bickerstaff is a huge reason. And I just feel like they're going to get their like token credit as like runner-up, or they'll write the article and they'll be in the conversation, but they're not going to get the hardware. And this is just a reinforced stereotype for 30, 40, 50 years with this organization. Even though they've won championships, we get treated like we're the Sacramento Kings or the Charlotte Hornets or the New Orleans Pelicans. And I just wonder why and how you feel about it. Because you may say, cool, I don't need their respect anyway. Or you might, it might bother you a little bit.
I think most people will say, that's fine.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And use it as motivation. And we don't really care what anybody outside of Detroit has to say about our teams. Just go out there and win.
And one thing I do want to say, for 15 years, they have been the Charlotte.
Correct.
Yeah.
Hornets and Sacramento Kings and the New Orleans Pelicans.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time. Got to earn that respect.
Things are changing slowly, mm-hmm. albeit slowly.
They could take that first step on Saturday.
All right, before we get back to the phones, we got ticket text talking about the Pistons, the disrespect, nobody picking them, nobody giving them any awards, no recognition for the turnaround. Do you embrace it? Do you resent it? And why does it happen? Ticket texter says, I really like this new era of Pistons basketball, but I agree they're not quite ready to win against a veteran team like the Knicks. I do believe they can win a couple games and get invaluable playoff experience for their young core. As a Detroiter, I'm used to having to prove it first on every level. Even Stoney said Knicks in five.
Stoney thinking.
Ye have so little faith. Mr. Restore the Floor.
Only gets one win?
Five, a token gentleman sweep? Come on.
Is one of them even at home?
I don't know. I try to watch NBA games. I last 5 minutes. Guys throwing up threes to get the rebound, another rebound. Boring. Stephen Monroe.
Not going to disagree, except that's not really how the Pistons play.
It's about TV ratings and entertainment with scoring. Unfortunately, Cat and Brunson will flop their way to beating the Pistons because the Knicks make the NBA money. Nobody picked the 0-4 Pistons against the Lakers either. All the experts were wrong, like always. Beat them, shut them up.
Yep. Go out there and play.
Pistons have built championships off the disrespect. Screw the NBA. They want no part of the Pistons. That's what makes it fun for us. And the texter says, Beef Stew could break Cat. He's got to be one of the softest players of all time for a guy with his talent level. That's a fun storyline.
It'll be fun to watch. We'll get a chance to see it.
Theo in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
How you doing, fellas?
What's good. Up?
Good. Good. I want to start off by saying the reason why I think the Pistons are being disrespected, it started back when the Pistons with Isaiah Thomas was going against the NBA darlings, which was Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, and Jordan. They did not want us breaking up their party, and we ended two eras, the Celtics and the Lakers, and we held up Jordan for 3 years. And the NBA just hate on us ever since.
One of my favorite stats is for how great Jordan is. You can debate if he's the greatest player of all time or two or three or whatever. People have spent hours on sports radio with that. Isaiah Thomas has a winning record against Michael Jordan straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that never gets brought up.
No. It doesn't get brought up.
It's not part of the narrative.
No, because it doesn't fit, like you said, the royalty of the NBA. What's these pesky Pistons?
Man, they're just always, we're always in the way. We're always stopping a three-peat. We're always stopping someone else's dominance. We're always getting in the way. So, yeah, that's part of, I think,
well, then the it's psyche. Time to go out and do it again because it has been a very long time.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.